Hi, this is Ms. Kashava.
Hello there. Hello, ma'am. I hope you're doing well. My name is Oscar, calling from Arizona Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it's a still long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote? Would probably vote. Are the chances 50-50 or would you not vote?
Yeah, like I'll vote.
Definitely vote?
Yeah, I'll vote.
Thank you, ma'am. In the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else? In 2020.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, sure.
So I'm all for, like, collecting data because data is important. What do you use this data for?
Well, we don't get that information so we don't pollute the survey. I mean, we don't even know who's paying for it, so we just run the survey. That's where the limit on my knowledge about it.
Interesting. Okay. I voted for Biden.
Biden? Thank you, ma'am. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
I'm Caucasian.
Caucasian. Thank you, ma'am. And what is your age for the statistical purposes?
What is my what?
Age.
Oh, fuck, how old am I? I'm 24? Yeah, I'm 24.
24, thank you so much. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I think I'm progressive.
Progressive? Okay.
I'm definitely not Republican. I know that.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm, like, kind of dissatisfied.
So just dissatisfied. The other option is very dissatisfied. Just dissatisfied then. Is that correct?
Yeah, that one.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. 10 if it is most important. 5 is somewhat, the issue is somewhat important. 0 if the issue is not important at all. Use any number between 0 and 10. First one is making college more affordable. How important is that between 0 and 10?
Whatever the highest is.
10 is the most important. Would that be it?
10. 10.
Okay. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10. That's a 10.
Oh, yeah. Banning tobacco products for adults.
Did you say banning tobacco products for adults?
Yes, ma'am. That's what I said.
I've never thought of that. Like, just straight out banning them? I've never thought of that. I don't know. I'm like, I don't have an opinion on that because I just never thought of it. So, yeah.
Well, that means the middle would be 5 is somewhat important, 0 is not important at all, but 10 is most important. And you can choose any number, but between 0 and 10, I need you to choose a number.
Oh, God. Okay. Like a 2?
2? Okay. That's all right. And, that was a 10. And banning tobacco is a 2. Okay. I was getting confused over here. Okay. Protecting voting rights and democracy. How important is that from 0 to 10?
Protecting voting rights? That's pretty important. I'd say that's a 10.
10. Okay. Improving K through 12 education.
Yes, that's a 10.
10 as well. Okay.
Education. Oh, God. Sorry. I just dropped them.
That's all right. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
I mean,
choices are strongly approved, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
I'll somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. All
right. He could do better.
Okay. I'm not supposed to share any opinion, so I won't. Okay. I like you to... No, that's all right. I like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Use any number between 0 and 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. Democrats in Congress, how do you feel about them? 0 to 100.
Oh God, I'm not politically active enough. I'm assuming just.
Remember, 100 means you feel very warm and favorable. 0 means you feel very cold and favorable. 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold. That's a, you know, like kind of neutral. But you can choose any number.
Is this like a specific group, or did they just mean like all the Democrats?
No, no, the Democrats in Congress in general.
Like a 70%.
70, all right. See, you had them, all right. How about Joe Biden, President Biden? How do you feel about him?
He's
0 to 100.
62%.
62, all right. And the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
Oh, I know they have their problems, but I don't know what the specific problems are.
Mm-hmm.
I'd also have, I guess, I'm going to put 50%.
60?
50.
50, 50, okay.
I know they've probably been involved in some real bad shit.
Okay.
But I just can't remember the specifics.
Very well. Next time. I want to read you a list of priorities you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use 10 if it is most important. 5 if the issue is somewhat important. 0 if the issue is not important at all. Use any number between 0 and 10. First issue, removing illegal e-vapor products from the market. From 0 to 10, how important is that?
Removing illegal, what was it?
E-vapor products or vaping products.
Oh.
Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market. From 0 to 10, how important is that, in your opinion?
5 is like not really important. 5 is like middle ground, right?
Like neutral, yes.
Yeah, okay, I'll do 5 because I don't vape. I don't really have an opinion, I guess.
Yeah, it's somewhat, 5 is somewhat important, neither warm nor cold. Okay, preventing underage tobacco use. How important is that?
That's important. That's a 10. Yeah.
10? Banning different tobacco products for adults.
I guess I'll just put that as a 5.
5, all right. And reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
Yeah, that would be good. Let's put that at a 10.
A 10 as well, but okay. Moving on, almost there. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
Is this going to be on the ballot?
I guess I'm not supposed to put any further information on the
shit,
survey.
Okay. Because I guess I have to figure out my opinion on this before then. I guess for now I'll support. Wait,
yes,
is this a ban or not a ban?
Let me read it again so we will be clear.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? And the choices are strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose.
I guess I'll just somewhat oppose it.
Somewhat oppose it, very well. Then moving on. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. The choices are the same as before.
I just don't know enough about, like, the consequences of that.
Okay.
To like have, and it, like it'd be nice to be like, oh yeah, that would fix everyone's fix addiction problems, but people also need to have their vices, and that's the way that people self-medicate. So I'm like, I guess I would slightly oppose it just for now because I have never thought of this.
Somewhat opposed.
Yeah, we'll do somewhat opposed.
Okay, very well. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I think it probably bring more harm because we don't have any healthcare system in place to actually help these people.
So it would be somewhat more harm or much more harm?
Somewhat more harm.
Somewhat more harm. And regardless where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government? Or are other issues more important right now?
There are definitely more important issues.
Very well. Moving on. Almost done, man. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Number one, prohibition. An approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Or number two, harm reduction. An approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adults and smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Which one do you feel is the better approach? Number one, prohibition?
Harm reduction.
Harm reduction. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
I'd like to read you some things that some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all the traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The first outcome mentioned is the loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Would you say that, would you be very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about that possible outcome?
I mean, I'd be pretty concerned about people losing their jobs.
Very concerned at that, or somewhat concerned?
Very concerned.
Okay. Second is the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Would you say you are very concerned about that as well? Somewhat concerned? Not very concerned or not at all? Hello, ma'am?
I have no idea. Yeah, I have no idea how the black market or the drug trade works and if that
so
would actually increase or not. I would say, I don't know.
Don't know.
I don't know
well.
If that would actually...
Yeah,
those children
those are,
to have
those are
more
possible
access.
Outcomes some people have mentioned. So if you don't know, that's an acceptable answer as well. Do you want to go with
right,
that?
Right, let's put that, because,
Very well. Yeah, some issues some people haven't considered them, you know, up to this point. Let's move on. I got three statements. These three statements will be wrapping things up very quickly. I'm going to read you some statements people have made about these bans. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 means you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one says, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white population occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. How much do you agree with that statement from 0 to 10?
Okay, if I'm hearing this correctly, because that was a lot of words and I have a little bit of ADHD.
Okay. Do you want
I'm
me
pretty
to
sure
read it back?
That the 10. No, wow, no. It would... Banning the products would put a larger target on people of color.
Minorities, community.
Minority.
Okay.
And that's bad. So I agree that that's bad.
So it's a 10?
Yes. Whichever number is agreeing that it's bad.
10
if
is
it's
a strong,
10, then
a strongly agree. 10 is a strongly agree. Okay.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Next one. Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol, and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These type of drugs are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. How much do you agree with that statement, ma'am? From 0 to 10.
Wow, there was a lot of, like, conflicting things in there at once. Mm-hmm. I guess that would be an 8 for me.
8. Okay. And one more. Today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions and other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. How much do you agree with that statement, ma'am? 0 to 10?
Yeah, I'd say that's a 10.
10
that's
as
a 10
well.
For me.
Okay, that wasn't... Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavor cigars to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose?
Oppose the ban.
Strongly oppose or somewhat?
I'd say strongly oppose.
Okay, very well. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually non-nicotine to adults 21 and over?
I'd say I still slightly oppose that one.
Somewhat oppose?
Yeah.
Is that correct? Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More harm.
Much more harm or somewhat more?
I'd probably say much more harm.
Much more. Thank you, ma'am. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who support these bans on tobacco products for adults? Or would it have no impact on your decision who to vote for?
Well, I guess I didn't really know this was a thing before this call. I would be less likely to vote for someone
okay.
who wanted to make the ban.
Okay, somewhat less willing or much less willing to vote for a candidate who supported
probably
the
ban? Probably much less willing.
Much less willing. Thank you, ma'am. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Cigars in the past 30 days? Yes, no?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
Nope.
Oral nicotine pouches?
Nope.
Wine?
Wine?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Cigarettes?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
No. What was it?
Liquor or spirits. Have you used them in the
oh,
past 30 days?
Do like beers count? I don't think beers count for that.
Oh, well, no, I mean, we got beers, you know, coming on. Right now we are talking about just hard liquor or spirits. Have you used them in the past 30 days?
I don't think so.
No, okay. E-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No.
Heat, not burn tobacco products?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Coffee?
No.
No coffee in the last 30 days? That's good for you.
it makes me sick.
I'm addicted to coffee, sorry to say. Okay, how about beer in the last 30 days?
Yeah, definitely beer.
That's a liquid bread. Okay.
Yep.
soda pop. How do you use it? Soda pop in the last 30
days? In the last 30 days, yeah, a couple times.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Moving on. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I got a bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's? Thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
single. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No children. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Working class?
Working class. All right. Are you or any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
No? Does not apply. No. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Very urban.
Urban. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes? No?
Yes.
Yes, thank you, ma'am. And this concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time. Very much appreciated. Thank you so much.